Robert.
Hey, Lucinda. Oh my gosh, how was your weekend? I think you had a packed one.
It was busy. Yeah. Did you tell from the stories?
Oh my gosh, yes.
We were all over Instagram.
Yes, you were. It was art filled.
It was. It was art filled and petite garçon filled as well.
Oh,
and
yes.
And for those who don't know, petite garçon is my 4-year-old son.
Loves the art, though.
Loves the art.
Loves immersive art even more.
We found that his foreign language class was actually canceled. Mom failed because we ended up showing up at an empty, closed office. So we ended up going down the street to the Works on Paper Gallery where he met Mr. Evan and got some Stickman sticker art.
Very nice.
Yeah, he loves a sticker.
Don't we all?
His stroller looks like the back of a Subaru. And then I took him to the Da Vinci Art Alliance for the opening of the March exhibitions. First floor, you might remember, Sam was here a few weeks ago.
Yes, female gaze.
The female gaze. A few notes on the female gaze. Group show. And it was self-portraiture. Bloodier than I was expecting. But I would go again without petite garçon.
Yeah.
However,
choices.
He loved the pop-up in the third story called Soft Palette. And this is what we were posting stories of on Instagram. It was a room with 3 Velcro canvases, quote unquote, and there were swaths of fabric. Each swath had the other side of the Velcro on it. So anyone who was there could, quote unquote, paint their own piece of art.
Wow, be your own artist for the day.
Yeah, well, listen, petite garçon does not need soft palette to be his own artist.
That's
but
true.
It certainly made it a little bit more, it was not as messy. Something I liked about the soft palette exhibition was that each of the 3 canvases were different scales. So you had a teeny tiny one, which is what he was working with, and you know, a medium one and a larger one, and along with that came different scales of fabric.
Very nice.
On the second floor of the Da Vinci Art Alliance was Natural Emotions. It was a series of collages from Carlos A. Gill. He was there and we both got to meet him. And the images were based on photos of nature, which were modified. They were modified by way of collage and also drawing photography software.
Very nice.
Yeah, very cool.
Sounds like a packed weekend.
It was a packed Saturday, man. I slept hard that night.
Nice.
Okay, guys, on to the conversation.
Greetings. This is Robert Marsh, and you're listening to Philly Has Heart podcast. In this podcast, we sit down with artists, gallerists, educators, curators, and other creatives who comprise the Philadelphia art world to discuss upcoming performances, exhibitions, exhibits, and other events and initiatives that are not to be missed. The art scene in Philadelphia is so rich, it can seem daunting. Consider this your weekend cultural recommendation. With me, always, is my producer, Lucinda Deggerlin.
Hello, hello.
And today we have Meg. How do you spell your last? How do you say? How would you say your last name?
Seligman.
Meg
no
Seligman.
No, Seligman. No, what else does it? Seligman.
Beautiful artist, muralist, current project, Ministry of All.
Yes.
Currently going on. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Meg, tell us a little bit about yourself. Share your true Hollywood story.
Oh.
My true
Hollywood story? Okay. Yes. Well, I was born in Olean, New York, which was a little small town.
Nice.
And I did lots of Play-Doh, found object. I had a collection of old chewing gum that people thought I was weird, but I loved to stuff it under my pillow. I would pick it up off the streets.
Oh my.
So at a very young age, I started with the art materials and then got to be a teenager and started going bonkers, and everybody was like, what's wrong with her? I think I was bored. And then I went to art school.
Lovely.
And then I got a degree in painting, which was hard. And then I started getting full-time jobs, worked for a gallery, worked for art center programming classes, hated each one, lasted about 6 months at all, three different, QVC, worked on the sets of QVC, hated it.
Out in Westchester?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that was like less than a week I lasted there.
That sounds about
that
right.
That was a bit much.
Yes.
And so then I thought, okay, the full-time gig is not for me. Yeah. I quit.
Yeah.
This was about the time where my poor mother was like, well, Megan, you have to like something.
I worked for UPS too.
I tried that for a while. That was grueling because I thought I could load the UPS trucks from 4 to 10, be done, and then I could paint all day.
Yes.
But the getting up at like 3 was a little bit much.
Yeah.
Because we typically didn't get home till about 2 in those days. So the waitress gig was much better. It fit my cycle a little bit more.
Perfect.
So I worked at Serrano and Tin Angel on 2nd Street.
Oh, wow. Yes.
For about 3 years.
Nice.
And finally hooked up with the Philadelphia Anti-Graffiti Network.
Beautiful.
Which is, I was very, very lucky because I always loved painting large. I also love people. Also love being outside, and I had been bugging Jane Golden for about 2 years, and finally they needed somebody, and I was like, I'm in, and then I knew that's what I wanted to do. It was everything that I loved, and I happened to have a facility for painting large, at a large scale.
Yes.
So it was just, I just knew right then that's what I wanted to do.
Oh.
I love your scale-o-meter on your website.
I love scale. Oh, thank you. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good, good, good.
It really puts everything into perspective. If you haven't seen the pieces in person,
yes,
or maybe you don't know that you have, it gives you a really good idea of just how large everything is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, as example to say, the size of some things, when you see the little scale-o-meter there and you see the size of Omaha, Nebraska mural, that is an 8-story building tall by longer than a football field long.
Wow.
So that's how big that mural was. And if you just see a picture of it, it's the Midwest. Everything's huge out there.
Yeah.
You don't get
right?
Yeah. So scale is something that, like painting, you'll never truly discover it. Figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always, I love it. That's why I love painting. Or when you're painting a mural, how many people have the chance to paint a 6-story hand?
Right.
Right? That's a very lucky thing.
And for everybody's listening, you have most definitely seen Meg's murals out and about. I myself passed your Schuylkill mural that is passing through.
Yes.
I pass it every day.
Yes.
On the Schuylkill Expressway. You know, we take your public art for,
it becomes a fabric of the city. It's just
yes,
what you...
Yeah. Exactly.
And then if I travel to another city to paint a mural, it could be the only. And then I'm like, what the heck's wrong with Philly, man? Nobody, it's just like, oh, another one of those.
Right.
And you go there and they're like, oh my God.
This is beautiful.
And you're right. So it's not a typical thing. We get spoiled here with the amount.
We do.
If you like them, if you don't like them, then I guess it's a hindrance. But
I think they're beautiful.
I believe in them and what they add to our city and its fabric. And it distinguishes us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Was that my E, true Hollywood story? I didn't say anything juicy.
Oh.
Mary, can you think of anything juicy like that we could add to that?
I met my husband.
This is scandalous. I met my husband who hired me to paint a mural.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he came in and he had hired me to paint a commission on Walnut Street in one of the windows.
Yes.
And he came in and he was bed shopping that day. And he was talking, he was smoking a cigarette, wearing a leather jacket. I thought he was like this geeky real estate developer. And he was talking about bed shopping, and I thought he was making a pass at me. And I thought, this guy's kind of cool, but yes. Now that I know him, that's just what he does. Like, every decision is, should I buy the bed? Should I buy the big bed or the small bed or the soft bed or the hard bed? And it's, so that's how I met my, and I'm like, how, and that was through a cold call letter.
No way.
I sent a letter, and I got my first private commission.
You got to shoot your shot.
You got to shoot your shot. That's what I always say. You take 0% of the shots. And a wonderful husband, lifelong partner, wow. Four children, through a cold call letter.
A double hitter.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good E! Hollywood story.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
On your website, you have the four-act artist statement. For those who are unfamiliar, can you share a little bit about that?
Yes.
If you want to.
Yeah, no, I can. I am not. I love different artists have different ways, I think, different processes, different ways of approaching things. And I tend to be an artist who doesn't begin in my own head in my studio. And I kind of think, has anybody seen any of the David Lynch since he recently passed this year? There's been a lot. He has this notion of catching ideas.
Oh.
It's like, we don't think of ideas. He catches them. Mm-hmm. And I tend to begin that way. So when I was saying an art in four acts, the art being the first act being the seeking or the catching of the ideas in the world. I don't necessarily want to be alone in the creation of the work. So for me, that first act is very essential. It's the discovery. And then the second part, I would say, is the absorbing. So it's the collaboration, the calling from the community in a lot of my work. Wow. The calling from what this discovery reveals. And that absorption is very much about exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That's act two. And then act three would be more of a transformation or the act of creation, right? I tend to be highly collaborative, and at the same time, I hold my own vision in the work. Because
mm-hmm.
if I don't have a distinct voice, then what do I have to offer
right.
the world?
Right.
Right? And then the fourth is share your story. And I think the fourth is what we're really, I was going to say doubling down, tripling down, or let's say quadrupling down for act four in my latest project, The Ministry of Awe,
yeah.
Which is, you know, after you've done all this, let's share with one another mm-hmm. what we've done, that act of sharing the story. Perhaps this is where one finds shared inspiration.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Blah, 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 blah.
No.
Was that a little too art?
No. I love that.
Can we keep talking about the Ministry of Awe?
Yes. Bring us through the Ministry of Awe. You founded and, you know, took over the Manufacturers National Bank in Old City. And created.
We bought that damn thing.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
No small effort.
We have purchased that building. We have occupied the bank. And as the story goes, I received in the mail keys from my deceased Uncle Billy and to the bank explaining that I was in the right place, that he had been caretaker of this bank for a long while, and that he thought I was the right person to develop this bank.
Please.
So I went in and I thought, oh, well, we'll make a community art studio there. But little did I know that the bank was already occupied, that the Ministry of Awe is a bank that has been around since the beginning of time. Some people say it started in the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. it's been around since the beginning of time, and it really wanted to open a Philadelphia branch. Once I came into the building and realized this, the art started happening. Mm-hmm. That's sort of our origin story.
Oh, that's beautiful.
With the bank.
Yes.
And it is a project we're calling a living, breathing work of art, where we'd like to challenge our ideas and notions of value and exchange. So the Ministry of Awe is opening a bank branch, but there will be no traditional currency inside the building.
Okay.
But you will be able to come inside. Mm-hmm. You will be able to make a deposit and a withdrawal and explore the work within.
Oh, that's beautiful. What stage are you currently at now?
Where we are is construction is happening.
Okay.
And we are creating the artwork with a team of artists. Come one, come all. If anybody's listening to this and wants to make something, contact us. MoaPhilly.org.
I'll be sure to put that in the show notes.
Yeah, because it should be a group effort, the making of this work. So we're in the middle of construction, I'd say beginning to middle.
Okay.
We are making the art for the building, and we will be opening in February of 2026.
Countdown.
Yes, countdown. And when we open, you will be able to come explore this traversable, living, breathing work of art on a timed ticket basis.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Yes.
Will the art...
It'll be open 6 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Will the art be rotating at all? Will it
is designed
permanent?
To be evolving.
Okay.
So this is what I'm thinking. And it's all the... It's dependent on the more people that come through. It's dependent on the tourism economy being put into the arts and culture economy through these time tickets.
Gotcha.
Then we can commission more work
right. And
rotate. Whereas at the same time, if I go to Disney World, that haunted house better be there, right?
Right.
So
right.
Yes. We will do it. We will grow organically. And if everything is so perfect and so fabulous, and nobody wants anything to change, then we'll buy the building next door and keep going.
Right? Love it. Yes.
So, but it is designed to be evolving and generative.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's a very large space, right?
Yes, yes. It's six stories.
Okay.
Six floors. It's 8,500 square feet. It's not huge as far as a cultural attraction venue, but it's perfect for us because we want intimacy in your experience when mm-hmm. you come in. And it fits the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the colonial banks weren't necessarily super huge.
Yeah.
Scale.
Yeah.
Going back to the scale.
Yeah. The scale, right. Yes. And what is huge.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
So you'll open next year, but you
boy, that was a lot.
You have some things that are going on in between then.
Oh, yeah. Because the Ministry of Awe-ism, and they don't, it's not like it's quiet.
Right.
They want their branch open. We're helping them. They understand we're artists and but there's also programming, and we like to do things with the community on First Fridays. This First Friday, especially in Sugar Moms, along with a bank that has no money inside, we have a bar that can't sell alcohol. Behind it at 225 Church Street. We can give it away, though, so just so you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, we have plans now.
Yes. Yeah, you have plans for Friday night. Yes. We are asking for help making our Damask wallpaper. So we have the wallpaper all laid out, and we actually need a lot of hands because the ministers do not allow anything printed in the bank. It all has to be made by hand.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the branch rules, which is, you can imagine, very time consuming.
Yes.
And so anybody is welcome to come and help us paint. So we'll have it all laid out. We paint together. We talk. If you want something from the bar, you can have a drink. You can play music. Last time we invited people to come paint with us. We got 30 people. And then everybody wanted to share their artwork. And there was a guy who was the poi balls with the flames. So there was a guy with freaking poi balls who came and lit them on fire with kerosene. And we're like, no, you gotta dig it out. So we all went upstairs into the courtyard and he was sitting there literally like throwing the flames and going, this is what I love about the Ministry of Awe. And we're like, oh my God, please don't let him catch any of us on fire. Yes. And so sometimes it turns into a show and tell and sometimes, but we really do try to encourage because we get work and we can make this cultural attraction together, which is a hoot.
It builds upon itself each time.
That's right.
Oh, that's so great.
That's what we're trying. The building upon itself is very much in our ethos.
Yeah.
And let it come from us being together.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Just catching it.
Yes, catch it.
Continuing to catch it.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. I'd love to go through your steps with one of your pieces of art and kind of marry them together. You're talking through your acts and maybe one of your pieces that you did.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say if we did the one that everybody knows, 13th and Locust or Broad and Spring Garden?
Oh, I like 13th and Locust.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So 13th of Locust is Philadelphia Muses. So starting that, I knew that it was a mural about, I was given, it's supposed to be about the arts, mm-hmm. right? Because it was when the University of the Arts, the Avenue of the Arts and University of the Arts was just going. It was at the beginning of all of that when we were starting, which we hope is continuing to this day and into the future. So the first step being seeking, I went out to the Philadelphia artistic community. So that was artistic, not autistic, right. Although sometimes it's a little bit of both, as you can tell by your guess today. But what you might not know right off the bat at that mural, that everything in that mural is from Philadelphia and its art community. The figures in there are artists who are, even the old guy with the flute and the hat was from an old ballet in the 1850s or 1920s. Don't check me on a date.
But when you're first commissioned for this, they just say...
Arts. That's what I had on that one. Arts.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's it.
So then I thought, so then I went and interviewed artists. I took pictures of artists. And then I ended up getting costumes from the Opera House, from Philadelphia's costume makers.
Oh, wow.
The stuff that you see in there were from sculptures from Philadelphia. Everything is from the Philadelphia area. Even the Gaudi-inspired building and thing was from a sculpture that was in a set somewhere. But found it all in Philly. And then talk to people, and what was it about the arts? What are we going to say about it? You know what I mean? Am I going to put a palette up there, or am I going to do something corny? And the thing that seemed to be resonating was arts are very today. They're very, very hard to define. What is art, right? They're very open, but if you look back into art history, there were four art muses, just for poetry. It was much more confined, the boundaries of what art was mm-hmm. considered. So I designed the contemporary muses, so instead of having four for poetry, we couldn't even have one for literature. We had to have there was a muse for word. So they were all very open. Mm-hmm. And the sphere, it's made like almost like a gumball machine. And there are buttons on the side that you can press. So it's like choose your form of expression. And the spheres represent the perfect art form. And everything in that mural is designed as a circle, which you'll notice because there's a compass on the bottom left-hand corner. So if you'll see the TVs are circular, which was representing the water is circular, the spheres come and they change. So it was playing with this perfect art form, and the openness of arts in our community was the content of the mural. Beautiful. And that's what I was, I guess that was more of my vision, was thinking it's really interesting how free and expansive our means of expression are.
Ooh.
Do you love that?
I do.
I know.
So
do
good.
Do you want to talk about who's in the mural?
Oh, yeah, who's in that mural? Yeah. Well, there's Meredith Rainey, who is still, he's the ballet dancer in the foreground as an example. And he is still in the dance community in Philadelphia. Now what? He's probably in his 50s by now. Right? And we were all, there was a dancer from Philadanko. There was, I put an arts administrator in because, of course, they're artists in their own right, too. Yeah. Yeah.
So, to pull the whole community together with the art.
Oh. And that was the seek, in the seeking. It's not like I'm making it up in the head. Oh, art is pretty. Right. Art is good.
Right.
It's like, we're going to, let's explore.
Who's in this community? Yeah. Who are these artists?
Robert has chills right
now. I know, I do. I love it.
Yeah, Robert and I are buds.
Yes.
We're kindreds.
Perfect.
We have a couple rapid fire questions for you.
Okay, shoot.
Okay.
The Philly art scene in one word.
Rapid fire.
Wow. I've gone through like 10 words already in my head. I would say spunky.
Spunky.
I don't know why I said that, but honestly, that was the first word that came into my head.
I agree. I agree. Love it. If you could have any art piece in your home, what would it be?
Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. That makes me cry every time I see it. Yeah. I don't know it. Yeah.
Current artists people are sleeping on.
I would like to give, I have a self-serving.
That's okay.
Do it.
Henry Crane, who will not return my call, and I want him to make something for the bank.
Okay.
So I'm like,
Henry,
I am bowing to you. I am kissing your feet. This is an incredibly talented young man who is undersung. He made two books, People I Have Seen, and later in the years, there are two comic books. Ooh. And they're just brilliant. And he's just a brilliant young man who deserves to be recognized. Henry Crane.
Okay.
And he can draw his ass off. Tomorrow night, actually, on Tuesday, I am a plethora of art activity in the city. You guys, perfect.
Excellent.
Night in March, he has paper mache at the Philadelphia Public Library, totally free. So you could come in and make whatever you want.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's where you got to shake them down.
Yeah. We were making the knotted grotto for Pope Francis.
That was beautiful.
Okay.
What an amazing piece of art.
So
to bring the whole community together.
Right. And he's going up and he's tying the knots on the grotto structure. I'm like, Henry, do something with those knots. And he is not intending to, but he's mimicking the architecture of the basilica. And it's the grotto is casting the shadows of the window up on the basilica. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever. That's the type of stuff that comes out of this show.
I do want, everyone should take time to look at Meg's work, because you have been in such incredible parts of Philadelphia's history already.
You're lucky for that.
It's been amazing, amazing pieces, especially as we celebrate 250 years in Philadelphia.
I know.
And for your bank building to officially open in that year.
I would love to be a part of the 252. Yeah. I've been so lucky in Philly to be at some of the wonderful moments the city's experienced. I'd love to roll
and you
it
deserve
on
that.
Into 2026.
And I think
we'll work hard.
I think
to make
the bank
it.
Building is it.
Yeah.
Like that is your way to express to be a part of it. So, favorite beverage?
This was rapid fire, guys.
Coke or a margarita?
Oh.
Okay. Or a beer?
Salt on the rim.
Sugar. No, I am such a sugar girl.
Okay.
Oh, no, there is no, like, there's no coolness in my bev. It's just bring me the sugar. You said, I started with Coke.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us who you have with us today?
Oh, yes.
I have Mary Chihuahua, who is producing our bank project. God bless her. she has worked with, we've worked together, what? She said 10 years today in past. And then
that was my first job after college.
Wow.
And then I left. And today's my first day back, actually.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
So that's why I didn't want to let her go. That's why we're hanging together like little buddies.
Yes.
Yes.
Like Velcro.
But I did need her to pull this off.
Excellent.
So we call Maui. Help us.
Meg, what is going on at the bank building this weekend? Just our first Friday?
Yes.
Perfect.
Friday night, 5:30 to 8:30. Come on, come all. Paint and enjoy.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Where can the audience find you and the Ministry of All?
MoaPhilly.org and Instagram at MoaPhilly, okay. I think.
I'll find it. I'll put it in the show notes.
Perfect.
Yeah. But follow us on Instagram because that's where we shout out all this stuff.
Oh, perfect.
That is what I'm supposed to say. Yes.
Well,
well, Meg, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And sharing your art with the Philadelphia audience.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Wow, your uncle gave you the keys to the bank. I wouldn't give you keys to the bank.
Getting into this weekend, Robert.
Oh, Lucinda, do you hear that? Do you hear those? Are those flutters of bird feathers? It's Swan Lake weekend.
Tweet.
Tchaikovsky composed music choreographed by Angel Correa. We are going to Swan Lake opening weekend. Performances through March 6th through the 16th. Grab your tickets. I was helping a friend get some extra tickets, and they are disappearing. The weekend shows have only obstructed views left. It's,
ew.
Yeah, it's almost sold out, which is great. I mean, great for the ballet. It's going to be a packed house, which is incredible for Philadelphia Ballet. And so there is going to be Thursday night, Friday night. There's two shows on Saturdays. There's two shows on Sundays.
Is it 1 week or 2 weeks?
2 weeks. You sign up so early with like a subscription and then...
Also, I need to tell you about what happened last year with Giselle. I bought my tickets at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I was pregnant. I was very optimistic about how I would be feeling post-baby. Not only did I not make it to the ballet, but nobody in my family made it to the ballet because I forgot that there was a ballet 2 weeks postpartum.
You weren't going to make it anyway.
We're going to make it. This weekend we will be making it to Swan Lake. I just need to check my ticket time.
Yes.
I'll also be making it to the Museum for Art and Wood on March 7th. There's the opening of Katie Hunnell's The Longest Distance Between Two Lines, which we have talked about, I think, week after week.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Really excited about that. Maybe I'll bring Petit Garçon.
Yeah, this one's supposed to be very mechanical, as
so
Katie was stating.
So if he touches it, it's okay.
I wouldn't go that far.
Just kidding. Again... The Museum for Art and Wood has a quote-unquote petting zoo for the little ones. They're able to pick out a block or two to occupy their hands so that they can also experience the exhibition.
And then the Prince Center is having an artist talk. This is going to be March 6th at 6 p.m. with Juana Estera Hernandez. So check that out.
There is a music therapy group on Saturday the 8th at 11 a.m. at the People's Gallery Project. Admission is $15.
And I hope everyone enjoys some art this weekend and gets out and enjoys the city. As always, Philly has heart.
And art.
I haven't seen Brutalist yet, so I don't
know. I haven't either. I want to see it on the big screen.
Yes.
Okay.
No, time's running out.
Well,
no, they just,
who has 3.5 hours?
Right. Yeah, and who wants
to just hang out?
I know.
I could do 2 popcorns in that. I could do that.
Oh, I
have
to.
Demolish.
Yeah, I would do 2 popcorns and
an egg. I need a bathroom break for something like that.
No, yes. Intermission.
There is an intermission, right? Yeah. I need bathroom, I need refill popcorn, all of it.